I teach Bible classes in a lot of Bible schools and so forth, and the first thing I want the students to know is you don't have to answer every question. You are not brilliant, and you're free to say, I don't know, God didn't say. Like, where'd Cain get his wife? I said, I don't know, God didn't say. They're all asking you something that's not in the scripture. I said, I don't know, God didn't say. I don't know. Smartest thing you can ever do is admit that you don't know and say, God, I don't know. But there's someone on the inside that'll guide you into God's thoughts, that'll help you recognize. Now look at Hebrews 4. Help you recognize a thought that's not God. A plan that's not God, a reasoning, an imagination, a thought that needs to be taken captive. If you know why you would take a thought captive? Because you do not want it to escape. You do not want it to expand. You do not want it to continue to do damage. Hebrews 4. Verse 12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the soul, the mind, will, and emotions. You see, the word of the living God, this word that God has given, this is what God has said, will divide the soul and the spirit. Now, the soul and the spirit, the mind, will, and emotions, and the spirit of man, which is born again, are designed to work together. But because the soul is being saved or being renewed or being restored as you grow up in God, sometimes the soul has ideas and concepts that need to be taken captive. But it is through the Word of God that you're going to recognize, and it's as the Spirit of God deals with you through the Word of God that you're going to recognize a thought that needs to be taken captive, a thought that needs to be cast down, a reasoning that's not going to work for you, a weapon that's going to do damage, that's not going to bring you to victory. And it is the word that can divide the soul, help you to see this idea that's in the soul, get rid of that one, and to merge the spirit of soul together again with an idea and a plan that's truly of God. And that's the job. So we're dependent upon the word. Now look at Romans 7, verse 23. Said, I thought we were at war with the devil. Well, we're not. I see another law in my members, which is the body, warring against the law of my mind. Now, where is the war? It's between my mind and my flesh, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. There's the war. The members, the body, the law of sin, because the body is not redeemed. It has to be crucified. That was instructions of the Apostle Paul by the Spirit. The war is between the mind and the thoughts that the mind have and the concept that the flesh had. That means if the mind has a godly thought, there's part of this mind that's being renewed. And the renewed mind, the mind with the concept and plan of God, is fighting against the flesh because the flesh never has the mind of God. I said the flesh never has the mind of God. It's always going to lead you astray. And so here's the war, my mind and my body warring. Look at 1 Peter where it's mentioned again. Chapter 2, verse 11. Interesting that he starts, dearly beloved. That's how come we know he's writing to the church. He's writing to the Christians. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Talking about the soul, the mind, will, and emotions, the battle between the flesh and the soul.